Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is your host, Spencer. Have I ever called myself the host before? I am your host, Spencer. I will be the one taking you through this journey of this very fat book called The Dictionary that gives you all the words, but this one doesn't give you all the words because it's like 6 years old. So whatever, we're just going to keep on using it. Oh, maybe one day I'll do like exclusive episodes on Patreon of new words. Ooh, new words. I should probably do that for the A's, actually. How many words are in here that have been added to the dictionary in the last 6 years? Oops. Okay. The first word for this episode is basalt. B-A-S-A-L-T. It is a noun from 1601. A dark gray to black, dense to fine-grained igneous rock that consists of basic plagioclase, augite, and usually magnetite. Yeah, those are real words. Basaltic is an adjective. This is from the Latin basaltes, which is was MS. Middle could be so many different things. Manuscript. Ooh. That was not what I was expecting. Where did it go? Basalt. Manuscript variation of basanites, which means touchstone, from the Greek basanites, which is lithos. Lithos is still in italics, and it's in parentheses, so I don't know what that means. From basanos, which means touchstone, from the Egyptian word, oh boy, I don't know Egyptian. B-H-N-W. How would you think to pronounce that word? I have a laptop in front of me. Maybe I'll go look it up. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I've been up for many hours. My voice is a little raspy, so apologies. Maybe it's sexy. Maybe you like it. I don't know. Okay, the next word is bascule. B-A-S-C-U-L-E. This is a noun from 1678. An apparatus or structure, as a drawbridge, in which one end is counterbalanced by the other on the principle of the seesaw or by weights. It's a French word, bascule, and it means seesaw. Seesaw. All right, now we have the bulk of this episode. It is the word base, B-A-S-E. This is the first form, and let's see. We're just going to go read all of these definitions because there's a bunch of them. I should probably use my finger to keep my place because I tend to get lost on things like this. Okay, this is a noun from the 13th century. 1A1, the lower part of a wall, pier, or column considered as a separate architectural feature. 1A2, the lower part of a complete architectural design. 1B. The bottom of something considered as its support. Synonym is foundation. 1C1. A side or face of a geometrical figure from which an altitude can be constructed, especially one on which the figure stands. Now we are in 1C2. It's kind of hard to keep track. The length of a base. 1D. That part of a bodily organ, yeah, it starts with that. That part of a bodily organ by which it is attached to another more central structure of the organism. 2A, a main ingredient, as in paint having a latex base. 2B, a supporting or carrying ingredient, as of a medicine. 3A, the fundamental part of something. Synonyms are groundwork and basis. 3B. The economic factors on which, in Marxist theory, all legal, social, and political relations are formed. Number 4. The lower part of a heraldic field. 5A. The starting point or line for an action or undertaking. 5B. A baseline in surveying. 5C. A center or area in operations, as 5C1, the place from which a military force draws supplies. 5C2, a place where military operations begin. 5C3, A permanent military installation. 5D1. A number. I'm going to skip the part in parentheses for now. A number that is raised to a power, especially the number that when raised to a power equal to the logarithm of a number yields the number itself. Okay, so the part in parentheses was as the number 5 in 5 to the 6.44 power. Why they had to make it 6.44, I don't know. Or also 5 to the 7th power. So the 5 is the base. Okay, as in, we have an example, even though we just had an example. We have an example. The logarithm of 100 to the base 10 is 2, since 10 to the 2nd power equals 100. Logarithms can be weird and complicated, but they can also be super simple when you actually understand how they work. Okay. Moving on to, what are we on? 5D2, I think? A number equal to the number of units in a given digit's place that, for a given system of writing numbers, is required to give the numeral 1 in the next higher place. As in, the decimal system uses a base of 10. Also, such a system of writing numbers using an indicated base, as in, convert from base 10 to base 2. 5D3 is next. Oh, this is getting complicated. A number that is multiplied by a rate or of which a percentage or fraction is calculated, as in, to find the interest on $90 at 10%, multiply the base 9 by 0.10. Wow, that was kind of a long example. Now we have 5E. We just have the number 6 definition for the word root, R-O-O-T. Steven Root is a fantastic actor. It's my stapler. That's terrible. Okay, 6A. The starting place or goal in various games. 6B. Any one of the 4 stations at the corners of a baseball infield. 6C. Did I say 6B last? I don't know. I might have said 5B. It was 6B. This one is 6C. A point to be considered, as in, his opening remarks touched every base. 7A. Any of various typically water-soluble and bitter-tasting compounds that in solution have a pH greater than 7 are capable of reacting with an acid to form a salt, and are molecules or ions able to take up a proton from an acid or able to give up an unshared pair of electrons to an acid. Oh, that was a long definition. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. 7B. Any of the 5 purine or pyrimidine bases of DNA and RNA that include cytosine, guanine, adenine, thymine, and uracil. 8. A price level at which a security previously declining in price resists further decline. Number 9, and I think this is the last official definition. The part of a transformational grammar that consists of rules and a lexicon and generates the deep structures of a language. Based, with an ed at the end, is an adjective. Baseless is an adjective. Off base is a whole new phrase that now has 2 definitions. The first one has the synonyms wrong and mistaken, as in, estimates were way off base. And the number 2 definition for off-base has the synonym unawares, and as in, caught off-base by the charges. Now we are at the last word of this episode. It is the word base again. It is the second form, transitive verb from 1587. 1. To make, form, or serve as a base for. Number 2. To find a base or basis for, usually used with the word on or upon. And we are going to pick bascule as the word of the episode because it means seesaw. And that's, I think, all I gotta say about that. I'm super tired, so I think I'm gonna go to bed soon. What was I gonna say? And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing words to your brains. I don't know, maybe I'll work on that and come up with something better later. Okay, thank you and goodbye.